Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Karina from Whidbey Island is. Karina, are you there?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Karina has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
The thriller Squid Game is on what streaming site?
Hulu.
No.
HBO.
No.
Netflix?
Yes. What sandwich chain just kicked off a new meal of the deal day?
Jimmy John's.
No.
Subway.
Yes. What musical term describes a gradual increase in volume in a piece of music?
Crescendo?
Correct. Which South American country is primarily home to the Amazon rainforest?
Brazil?
Yes. In the card game Hearts, the queen of what suit will give you 13 points?
Hearts?
No.
Spades.
Yes. Who played Smokey in the mid-90s movie Friday?
Pass.
What NFL team recently fired Gerard Mayo as their head coach after just one season?
Oh, pass.
There is 1,760 of what in 1 mile?
Feet.
No.
Inches.
No.
Centimeters.
No! You're on the right track there. Karina, you got 5 correct.
We can work with this. I think you're going to be just fine, Karina.
Do you?
I do not believe in Steve.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in Steve either. The only one that does is little Danny over there.
You see how much extra caffeine he's been drinking?
Wait.
He is off his game for sure.
Also, real quick, is this Karina from Emo Night?
It is.
All right. Sorry, Steve. I'm going with Karina.
What?
Steve going
down. This has never happened.
I'm never going back to an emo night now. Well, that's why I'm going with her, because she's been to way more than you have. Boom. Fair. Fair.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
So you're saying that sugar is going down?
Yeah.
Okay.
You did not just do that.
I mean, I had to. What was the question again?
Are you ready?
I will do anything for you, Daddy.
It's so good. The thriller Squid Game is on what streaming site?
Netflix.
Correct. What Subway chain just kicked off a new meal of the deal day?
Oh, that would be Subway.
You know it. What musical term describes a gradual increase in volume in a piece of music?
Crescendo. Crescendo.
There we go.
Not crescendo.
Which South American country is primarily home to the Amazon rainforest?
Peru?
No.
Brazil?
Correct. In the card game Hearts, the queen of what suit will give you 13 points?
Queen of Hearts?
No.
Queen of Aces?
No.
Queen what?
Queen of Aces?
That was the question.
In the game of Hearts, the queen of what suit will give you 13 points?
I don't know.
Aces?
Diamonds?
No. Who played Smokey in the mid-90s movie Friday?
Ice Cube?
No.
Oh. Chris Tucker.
Correct. What NFL team recently fired Gerard Mayo as their head coach after just one season?
New England Patriots.
Yes. There is 1,760 of what in 1 mile?
Feet?
No. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a win, barely 6-5.
Yeah, buddy.
Next time, Karina.
Oh, my God. That's the closest I've ever gotten. Oh!
Next time you beat him, okay?
I will. I'm going to be training. There will be a montage. It's going to be awesome.
Yes. That's what I like to hear. Are you forgetting something?
No, I'm just getting the right song ready. You turn your back on me for an emo girl.
That's fair.
That Are sums up high school life for me, too. Yeah. Friends turning their back on me for girls.
She did know in the game Hearts, the Queen of Spades will give you 13 points, which is not a good thing. You don't want that. And there's 1,760 of what in 1 mile?
Centimeters?
No. Karina said that.
She said
inches?
It's yards.
Yards. Shoot.
She said inches,
We're
centimeters.
So bad at this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's yards. Well, congrats on beating her, Steve.
I mean, who's measuring it by yards anyway?
Yeah, no.
Do you even know how many anything is in a mile? How many feet in a mile?
No.
Isn't it
no
like
clue.
So you're like, who's measuring
260.
Do you know, Sarah? That was such a judgmental question.
Good point, Danny.
Yeah.
Do you even know, Steve?
I'm
how many,
back
Sarah?
With you again.
Well, I believe Taryn was right.
5,260? Something like that?
Hey, well, it's 1,760 times 3. Mm, so
whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. Do that one, Sarah.
Yeah, let's go, Rain Man. Check out the new merch in the Rock Shop, available exclusively
really impressive here
at KISW.com. We have a couple new flannels to choose from. Plus, the Rock pullover sweatshirt is back, and we would love to see you repping that gear the next time you're out and about, Rockaholics. Now, who here is a fan of sports movies?
Love them.
Me too.
Absolutely. I always, any movie of human triumph gets me emotional.
Well, if you are a fan of sports movies, we have a simple question for you. 206-803-ROCK. So call up if you love a good sports movie. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Queen with David Bowie.
The Daily Migs Show.
We came across an article of the highest grossing sports movies of all time.
I love that you're a big fan of sports movies, too. They're my favorite.
They're so great. Yeah. Inspirational. So what is the top grossing sports movie of all time, Steve?
You threaten my son. You threaten me. You so much as cross into downtown, you will be sorry. I'm in a prayer group with the DA. I'm a member of the NRA, and I'm always packing.
Saturday Night 22 or Saturday Night Special.
Mm-hmm. And it shoots just fine all the other days, too.
Let's go. The Blind Side.
Sandra
Danny
Bullock.
Has no idea about that movie.
Never once seen it or heard of it.
You know, it's a great movie until you realize that, well, according to the guy it was based on, it makes it sound like it wasn't really fully based on a true story. It was a little... It was Hollywooded up.
For sure.
But still great movie.
And it grossed $309.2 million.
So it's about like this kid that's a football player. The family brings him to let him live with him. And it's like a heartwarming story of him like trying to like, you know, connect with the family, even though he's like, you know, not... the different lifestyles, different worlds that they've come from. And then he ends up, spoiler alert, becoming a pro football player in the NFL.
So every sports movie ever. Got it.
Yes. Pretty much. Trials and tribulations ends with triumph.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
This leads to our simple question. And we will ask that question to Patrick on Whidbey Island first. Patrick, what is your all-time favorite sports movie? Plus, we're going to see if your pick is one of the top 9.
Wow, I don't even know how to follow up that whole intro from The Blind Side, but I'm going with The Waterboy.
Oh,
all-time favorite.
So
you know
funny.
What? That's such a fun film.
There's so many innuendos, so many good one-liners in it. I mean, it's total opposite of Blind Side, but fantastic movie.
Absolutely.
Both great football films for completely different reasons.
Dave from DuPont, what is your all-time favorite sports movie?
Hey there. Yeah, initially I told Sarah it was a natural, but I have to say it was, and kind of like the guy before, the movie Major League. That movie was just
so
hilarious. Can't watch that movie enough.
That is a great choice.
What is that? F you, Joe Blow. I'll do it myself. And they're like, we got to sacrifice some chickens. That is such a fun movie. I feel like it should be about the Mariners now, not the Cleveland Indians.
Boy. It is our simple question that we're going to ask to Tim in Auburn. Tim, what is your all-time favorite sports movie?
Any Given Sunday, I think, would have to be mine.
Is that the one with Damon Wayans when, like, there's, like, or am I thinking of a different one? Oh, crap. I can't remember. Where, like, he, like, someone gets shot on the football field. That's a completely different film I'm thinking of, isn't it?
No, the one I'm talking about is with Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
He's, like, the fourth-string quarterback.
Oh. There was a good run of like these like really like gritty football films. Remember The Program?
Oh, yes.
Another great one.
Well, let's see if Richard from Granite Falls can tell us his all-time favorite sports movie. And let's see if it's on the top nine of the top grossing sports films of all time. Richard?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say it'd probably be the first sports movie that I've seen a long, long time ago. Hoosiers.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Gene Hackman?
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people put that at the top of the list. I've never watched that entire film.
Oh, my gosh. It's a great one.
I know. It's just like one of those ones I never got around. And I was thinking of The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans. And it's so good.
Well, no one has guessed any of the movies on the rest of the top nine.
What? Okay.
Rocky IV.
See, if you were going to ask me what my all-time favorite sports movie is, I'd have to say, hey, let's just eliminate all the Rocky films because they would take up pretty much my top five. And then after that, I could give you a different answer.
Well, spoiler alert, they're pretty much all on this list. That Rocky IV was number two. Creed III, number three.
Oh, I forgot about Creed.
Rocky
III. Not
III.
The band, Danny.
Oh, God.
Rocky Apollo III, Creed. Number three. Or number four, excuse me. Space Jam, number five.
Ooh, can I take a guess at one?
Yes.
Mighty Ducks.
No, dude. But I would put that on my list.
That should be
on here.
Number one out of all of them.
Mighty Ducks and Mighty Ducks 2.
Mighty Ducks
with
2.
With the Bash Bros?
Yeah, D2.
Ford versus Ferrari is number six.
What?
Rocky.
Fun fact about Ford versus Ferrari. That was like the last movie before we went and saw The Grinch in the theaters. That was the last movie that my wife and I saw in the theater before we had our kid. And I mean, it hadn't gone to a movie ever since.
Came out in 2019.
Yep.
Rocky is number seven. Million Dollar Baby is number eight.
Another boxing movie.
And Creed 2 is number nine.
Another
Everybody
boxing
likes
movie.
The boxing movies, man.
Well, we got Raging Bull as well. What would you put as your favorite?
Probably, honestly, I really love Rudy. I can't believe Rudy is... Rudy. I mean, I know this is based on, you know, revenue, but Rudy was so great.
I think outside of the Rocky films, one of my all-time favorites, and it's a Disney film, Miracle, the one about the 1980 U.S. hockey team.
Yep.
I used to watch that before every beer league hockey game, like to get me amped up and ready to go play. And I'm like, I'm ready. I'm fired up. And then I give like four goals in like 3 minutes. And I'm like, I'm not ready to play.
Take me out, coach.
Right.
What about The Sandlot?
I love The Sandlot.
What is The Sandlot? I like all the kid ones.
The best. Little Giants.
Or the one with the kid who like breaks his arm and then can throw into the, he plays for the Cubs.
The rookie?
No, that's a
Rookie
cop
of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Classic. Oh. Well, we know you're a massive fan of sports movies, Rockaholics, but also a massive fan of music. But do you think you can name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, you will win tickets to the Summer of 99 tour with Creed and Three Doors Down, which Danny is very excited about, White River Amphitheater, August 14th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have been loving all the texts and calls this morning, and right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please hit us up if you want to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier we were talking about when animals attack, and our friend Joe Dredd in Seattle, you were attacked by crows.
Hi guys. Before I dive into that, I just got to correct something here. We need to adjust Steve's win record.
Okay.
Because Sarah gave him that last one.
Dude, it's so funny you bring that up because we got so many texts about the fact that Sarah answered the question in the question and none of us even picked up on her doing that.
Nope.
Ready? Yeah, she said what subway chain instead of what sandwich chain.
Yeah, we do.
So
all,
we need to adjust that to a tie instead of a win. No,
the game's over already. You know, it's just like, I mean, you know, the refs admitted to messing up the Super Bowl with the Seahawks and the Steelers.
On,
you can't give
Steve.
A Super Bowl ring to the Steelers.
Come on,
Steve. Nope, it's too late. And listen, we have the audio. Let's listen to the audio. I think you can tell in my voice. I had no idea that she even threw in the answer to the question. Here, check it out.
Oh, yeah, you're so full of BS.
You watch it, Joe. Listen,
what
listen.
Subway chain just kicked off a new...
Okay, play it again, play it again, hold on. Okay, yeah, let's play it again so we can hear it. Okay, all right.
What Subway chain just kicked off a new Meal of the Deal Day?
Oh, that would be Subway.
You know it.
Yeah, I don't... He doesn't believe me.
Also, is it meal of the deal day or meal of the day deal?
Did I mess that up too? And I very clearly did say Subway.
Guys, it's the first week back. You can't expect much from us.
Yeah, sandwich, okay. Subway, they sound exactly the same.
We do owe an apology to Karina.
Yes.
But she didn't win the game.
There you go. All right. I want to get on to my story. Let me tell you, there's two parts of the story, so don't cut me off, okay?
All right.
So, I was in my early 20s, I'm walking to the neighborhood store, and I hear a bunch of birds, like a lot of crow racket. And I come around the corner, and there's five crows have this sparrow in the middle of the street, and they're pecking at it.
Okay.
And it's still alive. So I shoo them away, and I pull the sparrow out of the street, and I'm like, you bullies. And so the crows started yelling at me, and they're on the wire outside the store yelling. I come out of the store. They're still yelling. They start following me. They start dive bombing me, and they're all making a lot of racket. And little by little, more and more crows started showing up. And by the time I got home, there had to be at least minimum 30 crows outside of my house on the wire yelling at the house.
Dude, right? Crows don't mess around.
Yeah, and they did this for about an hour. So next day, I'm walking to the same store, and a couple crows see me, start making noise. Again, little by little, more and more crows start showing up. So I'm looking in the skies going, oh, my God, it's like a scene out of The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock. But then I see one crow coming with something in its beak, something rather large in its beak. It lands on this wire way up high. In front of the path I'm going, and it drops it right in front of me. It's a dead sparrow.
No.
What?
Well, crows have facial recognition. They're crazy.
And also, crows hate the band Kiss. I don't know if you know that. That's probably part of it, too.
Rock on, Joe. Thank you.
Take care. Yeah, Black Crows fans, actually.
Okay. There's a documentary called Murder of Crows. Highly recommend.
I keep hearing about it. Dude, we have a lot of crows in our neighborhood. I am nothing but nice to them because I keep hearing these stories of, like, they're vicious, they're jerks, and they don't forget. Mm-hmm. So I always say, I say hi to the crows. I don't know why, but I'm hoping that they're on my good side.
You got
to
stay on their good side,
and
for sure.
And then they leave you gifts, like chicken bones.
Checking in with the Rockaholics, Casey and Renton. We were talking about the highest grossing sports movies of all time and our favorite sports movies of all time. You want to weigh in on this topic?
Yeah, well, he was asking earlier about the David Wayne movie with Bruce Willis. That was the last Boy Scout.
Yes.
That was the name of that movie.
That was epic.
I don't know if he got that one. But, yeah, I was waiting for somebody to come up with the Rocky. I mean, you know.
Hey, Casey, hold on. Are you on speakerphone or anything like that? Your phone sounds like butt.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm in my truck, Bluetooth in it, trying to be.
Is that better?
Oh, so much better. It's so much better.
That's okay. Who cares about the ticket? Yeah.
So what movie is it that you were going to tell us about?
I couldn't believe that no one actually came up with the Rocky before they did come up with the Rocky series. I mean, if you didn't want to walk out of a theater and beat the heck out of somebody, you know.
Right.
You just weren't fooling yourself.
Which is your favorite of the Rockies?
It had to be when Mr. T pushed down Mickey.
Rocky
Mickey
3.
Dies and they have the dream sequence. And he goes, you just get out there because Mickey loves you. If you didn't have goosebumps when that happened, I'll tell you what, you didn't have a soul.
And also the workout scene. I'm going to be such a nerd. But the workout scene in Rocky 3 with Mr. T, Clubber Lang, where he's like in like a basement and he's just sweating. And he's just like using like minimal equipment, but he's just getting jacked and ready to beat the living crap out of Rocky.
You look like you're getting excited.
Oh, I love that movie. Freaking love that movie.
So which of the Rocky movies is your favorite?
I go, it's like trying to name my favorite Metallica album. I bounce around a lot. Rocky 1's fantastic. Rocky 2 is freaking awesome. Rocky 3, great. Rocky 4 ended the Cold War. I mean, they're all awesome.
Oh, boy.
You can't really pick one. It's like trying to pick your favorite child. Rocky 5 sucks, though. That's like the redheaded stepchild.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't watch that one.
A member of our show believes that they went to a sketchy massage place with their parent. You're going to find out what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our girl Sarah, her mom celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
So you ladies decided to go out and get massages.
We did.
Had you been to this place before?
Never. My mom really wanted to get like a reflexology massage, which is like the really deep in your feet.
massage.
Is like acupressure?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So I met up with her and I kind of thought, you know, we were going to a place and had appointments and blah, blah, blah. No, it was one that she just had looked up and you would just kind of walk by and think, that place gives good massages.
Is it the kind of place where you enter through the back door?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go to Renton or something like that?
No.
There's a lot of those I noticed when I used to go play hockey. There's just like a strip of them. I'm like, none of these places look legit.
No, and it was pretty much the same thing. Like there, the one we went to, there was one right across the street, which almost the exact same name, but like better rates, quote unquote. But we went to the little more pricey one, but still very cheap. But I am still not convinced that you could quite possibly get a very, very happy massage there if you wanted to.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
What's the name of this place? I'm kidding.
There were many workers, many. They were all shocked that people actually walked in, which was just my mother and I. We were the only two people there the entire time. It was interesting. Well,
so I had you write down the name. I don't want to give it away because just in case.
Just in case it is. Who knows?
But I plugged it into Yelp reviews. Just to see, because I'm like, you know what? If that's the best way to be able to tell if it's sketch or not.
Right. And I will say they do not have a website because I tried to find that afterwards just because I was curious, but they have Yelp.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at, yeah, some of the Yelp reviews walked in. I was helped immediately. Coco was an incredible masseuse. Perfect ending. Not happy.
Okay.
To a long hiking trip. Amazing massage. That's from a female. Another person says, went with my boyfriend. We sat next to each other and held hands as we drifted in and out of sleep in sweet massage bliss. What the hell are you doing?
Wow.
My wife would laugh at me if I was like, hold my hand.
I would love that if George did that to me.
They said, great job with the reflexology. Highly recommend. Another person says, yeah, got a massage. And it's a close-on place, which I didn't mind because the massage therapist was very strong. Another person even mentioned, I preferred a clothed massage to a full-service massage. Because I don't like having baby oil on my body. And this place was perfect for me. So this is not, I don't think this is a sketch place.
You could do two options. You could be clothed or not clothed. And my mom and I obviously had different therapists. And afterwards she was like, oh, I wouldn't mind being unclothed for that. I wouldn't mind oil on my body. And I was like, Mom, you had a very different experience than I did. I had a dude and he was rough and tough.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, at one point he was like standing on the massage table and like, pushing all of his weight. I think I'm like sore from it.
I only went to a massage place once, like one of the, like just a random one, and it was in New York. My buddy Brian's like, before we go out drinking, let's go get massages. And I'm like,
what?
Huh?
Loosen up for the night, bro.
He's like, I got this place. It's going to be amazing. We'll go there, then we'll eat some sushi, we'll get wasted. And I was like, all right, we go into this place. It's kind of the same vibe. I'm like, I wasn't expecting this, and I'm not spending this kind of... It was an acupressure place. It was just like this old lady, and then she put the hurt on me. I was like, this is too much. This is too much. And I'm like, I got to get out of this situation. She finished, and then I'll be honest with you, he was right. I had the best night of my life. I felt so good. I was so alive and like energized. Like I was ready to take on the world. We got so hammered and had the best night.
Oh, yeah, because after a massage, you're supposed to drink water.
Exactly.
You're literally doing the opposite.
Well, we had vodka waters.
Yeah, and all your chakras were open, so that everything could get a little wasted.
That's the only massage you've ever had?
Only time, yeah.
Wow.
It was aggressive, though. It was like she was like standing on me, like
yes,
laying into my body. I was like, this sucks.
It makes sense why you don't like being touched.
Yes.
Maybe we should all find a different massage place, kind of like this, though, and get massages together.
We could go to pick a random place and we could play Is It Happy or Not?
Yes!
And then you guys go find out.
And then I play the game of Can I get a divorce lawyer or not?
Oh my God.
Babe, I was just doing it for the show. Didn't realize I was going to get that aggressive.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's officially Girl Scout cookie season, just in time to squash your New Year's resolution, Rockaholics. But we are going to be saying goodbye to a couple of their flavors. You're going to find out which ones during the Daily Migs download after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
We have Ryan Castle in the house. I like your shirt. Is it new from the holidays?
No, I am wearing, this is what I call one of my fat sweaters.
Yeah. So after the holidays, makes sense.
Yeah. You just haven't seen it in a while because I was not as robust as I am currently.
Robust.
For the last couple of years.
But thanks for bringing it up,
Darren. I've done some serious catching up over the course of the last 6 months. Thank you for reminding me.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Are we doing a big thing on the station for Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Absolutely.
The passing of Peter Yarrow, like, died at 86 after a battle with bladder cancer. I don't know anything of them other than their name and also this one song.
Pop the magic dragon.
Yeah, that's it.
And I only know this because of the movie Meet the Parents.
And I only know this because of drugs.
Smoking weed. Pop the magic dragon. Let's freaking go.
It is Girl Scout cookie season again, and all the classics will be returning,
of course.
Speaking of
smoking weed.
Yeah. But.
Speaking of fat sweaters.
Yeah.
This will be the final run for s'mores and toast yays.
It's so hard.
Michael Bivins just speaks to me.
I will say, the s'mores cookie, it kind of disappointed me a little bit, but if you put it in the microwave for like 5 seconds, it changes the entire flavor profile. Highly recommend.
A little soft.
But all the other ones are going to be back. The Toast Yays, I've never even heard of this, but it's like what do you call it? A French toast-inspired cookie. And it's been around since 2021, but it's already going away.
We can still get them this year. This is the last hurrah.
I'm a tag-along, man.
Thank you. Yeah,
totally.
Tag-alongs are the go.
Samoas all day. Sorry, baby.
Thin Mints.
Oh, no.
Thin Mints?
Yes.
Get out of this studio,
Sarah. I don't think this is something we should be fighting over.
I think it is. It should be.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Cookies. Tag along.
Oh, man, the harmonies in here are just wow.
I mean, we are just smooth like crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as weather, in the high of 48 degrees, it's going to be sunny today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next at the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.